Welcome to the From Burnout to Recovery Show with your host, Dr. Kate. This is where your journey to burnout recovery starts. Are you feeling overwhelmed or like work has become unmanageable? Join me and my guests for open and honest conversations about burnout recovery from the comfort of the front porch. I am here to help you build your resilience and prepare you for burnout in a whole new way through a variety of perspectives. Move past the idea that burnout can only be addressed by avoidance and work to integrate recovery into your daily life. Relax, take a breath. The From Burnout to Recovery Show starts now. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the From Burnout to Recovery Show with Dr. Kate on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Kate, and as always, I am excited to welcome you to the show today. Remember, as you are enjoying the show, be sure to hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, leave a review about what your favorite part is, and be sure to continue to follow along on all of our journeys. Today, we are going to be joined by our guest, Megan Armstrong. Stuck in the perpetual victim mode, Megan thought that life happened to her. She lived her life for her family and friends, needing to be needed, dropping everything at a moment's notice for them. The result was feeling a lot of regret, burnout, and wishing she could live life the way everyone else got to live life. After awakening, Megan realized that everything in life was because of her early childhood subconscious programming. She learned that love looked like pleasing people, fixing others, physical illness, and giving all of herself. The result, Megan did not know who she was or how to love herself. The work has been to rediscover herself, live consciously, redefine her definition of love, and create a fulfilling life. Megan, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Me too. Really excited to have you. And, you know, as I read it today and when I first initially read it, that part in your bio and your introduction about like the needing to be needed.
Yeah.
Man, I felt that on just like such a like pit of the stomach level.
Yeah. It was deep. I mean, it was really, really deep.
Yeah. Well, to get us started and to chat a little bit more, tell us a little bit more about yourself, the impact of burnout in your life and your journey to recovery.
Well, ultimately the burnout, the point that I got where I just was feeling so out of control with, you know, the way my life was going, the people in it. For me, that was a real moment, a pivotal moment in my life, because it was me giving everything that I possibly could and watching people still take advantage of me and not listen to me or not pay attention. And to me, that was a pivotal moment. I can expand a little bit. I was, you know, going through a divorce, and at the same time, the same summer that I was, you know, my now ex-husband was moving out of the house, I ended up having to commit my mom mm-hmm. for what is now diagnosed as schizophrenia behavior. Mm-hmm. But I was watching so many parallels happen. I was watching, you know, people coming to me for help and then not listening to anything I would say. And like, because I wasn't doing exactly what they had wanted. Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't giving it to them in the way that they absolutely needed it. And, but yet I felt like I was just giving and giving and giving, and to the point where I just couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah. That sounds like a tough spot to be in kind of that piece. So that was kind of like the pivotal moment where you kind of realized that this, like, you didn't want to continue in this any longer.
Yeah. I mean, I would say that it took divorce or the possibility of going to divorce to get me to go to therapy. Mm-hmm. And then in therapy, it was still, a year away from being able to start to say no to people and to really start to put boundaries into place. Like, you know, so I'm starting to understand and I'm starting to see things happen, and I'm starting to watch my energy, but yet I wasn't actually putting those boundaries into place. I wasn't mm-hmm. actually saying no and standing up for myself. because everything that I knew myself to be was this perpetual giver. Like, it's all I ever did was give, give, give. You know, somebody asks for something and I drop everything else and go do what they asked me to do.
I'm sure listeners that none of you are relating to this at all in that aspect. No, I'm sure we all are relating to this in some aspect. Those of us that are feeling burned out, I know I definitely am as a recovering people pleaser in that regard. I'm always curious with folks when, you know, because I can kind of remember my own space, but I wonder if you recall, like, what is the first time that you remember like being able to like set a boundary and hold to it?
Oh gosh. Yeah. That's an excellent question. I would say, you know, that summer I had to commit my mom. I started setting little tiny boundaries. I always had this habit of cleaning my parents' house. My parents are hoarders. They were accepted onto Hoarders, this TV show. And it was because I submitted them that summer. But, you know, my dad calls me and goes, well, your mom's in the hospital. She needs to come home. She needs people to come into the house. We can't have people come into the house because the house is such a mess. And I remember walking into that house, and mind you, it was a 2.5 hour drive for me from where I lived, where they were. And I remember walking in that house going, I cleaned this house, you know, like 2 years ago, and to step back in this and look at this and know that I had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
And so for me to say no to cleaning that house, that was a big boundary for me to set, because my normal instinct would have been, okay, let's do it. Roll up our sleeves. We're going to clean, you know, try to get my siblings over. So that was really the first one. I do remember other boundaries not long after that I set, and they were not easy. You know, they, especially when my role was to fix and my role was anything medical, you know, I would drop and go up, you know, drive up to help my dad out with my mom. And the first time I said no to that, that was hard. It was really, really hard. It took me to some not nice places because everything I knew myself to be was this person who fixed.
What were some of the ways that you found yourself, you know, redefining yourself and who you were as you were setting those boundaries?
You know, I had to trust, and it was pretty hard to do, but I had to trust that there was something better out there. I did turn to some friends. I would say the biggest game changers would be my therapist, working with life coaches. And some of the techniques and things that I picked up from them, as far as like the meditation and the future visualization and the inner child work, man, going deep and figuring out who I am at my core. That was so pivotal.
How are you living your life differently today than you were then?
Well, you know, for years, like as long as I can remember, I've said, I want to go follow the music. Like all I want to do is follow the music. And I'm now a week home from having spent the past 6 weeks on tour following my favorite band. That's not something like, I mean, I had basically stopped going to see music altogether, you know, rationalizing it, going, I can't afford this. Tickets are so expensive. And so from that to having seen 19 shows this summer and traveled, I still haven't done the miles. It's probably 6,000 or 7,000 miles. I mean, that's a huge, huge, huge change in anything I was doing before.
I love that. So like just that journey of like, you know, deciding to follow the music and taking that, you know, that the 6 weeks to really like just dig in and dive into that. And what an awesome experience. What are some of the things and the practices that you incorporate into, you know, into your life now to be able to stay in that space and not get, you know, not get sucked back into kind of that needing to be needed?
Yeah. I would say that I've actually created a brand new identity. Mm-hmm. I have a whole different set of friends. You know, I've just recreated who I am is essentially what I've done. Prior to 2019 when I first started making my friends in the band I follow is the Grateful Dead. Mm-hmm. So I started making friends the end of 2019. And I've just continued to grow and to make, you know, make new friends, create new relationships, and really just live in that music. The other things that I've done is that now I help others do the same. So I get to help coach them, guide them, lead them in their journeys. And that to me has been, that's been pretty phenomenal. Now, if we're talking about people from my old life, you know, what do I do there? Mm-hmm. You know, I'll be honest, I'm not always perfect. It's like, I wish I could say I am, or maybe I don't wish I can say I am, but sometimes I don't know that I always know the best way to handle things, or maybe sometimes I ghost when maybe a better answer would have been to give an answer. But I really just try to act authentic and genuine, mm-hmm. and be as upfront as possible. And that means saying hard things to people who don't want to hear them.
Yeah. Yeah. That can be one of, I think, the hardest things sometimes is it, as we evolve as people and bring new people into our life, but still have others who, you know, were, you know, part of that other life, I guess I would say, and having to, you know, continuously probably establish or reestablish those boundaries and uphold them. And it does, it often feels really uncomfortable or no matter what, it doesn't feel like it ever gets to a comfort place, I think.
Yeah. And that's, I think, where I'm at, like, you know, even just reconsidering how, you know, interactions with friends from my previous life, like, you know, how do I go about it, mm-hmm. especially when I know that I've outgrown them and they're not serving me in the same way? And how do I handle it? And what do I say or not say? Or, because it's not like there's anything wrong with them, right? Mm-hmm. It's that I've changed.
Yeah.
And that I'm now seeking something different.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just feeling that, I think, to my core, and that piece of, you know, that I think it's so important that we acknowledge, it's like, yes, I've gone through a journey, I've changed. And that in turn has a, you know, impacted our friendship, but it's not because I've stopped loving and caring about you.
Yeah. And it's, how do I show that I love and care mm-hmm. about you, but yet not fall into those same old pattern behaviors.
Yeah.
Because those same old patterns are what I used to define love as.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do I redefine that?
Yeah.
And, you know, still have a relationship? Like, is it possible? Like, and it depends on the person, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. What are some of the things that you help people to come out of the same space and, you know, to support them in their journey? And what are some of the things that you first do when you start working with a client?
I find that a lot of my clients don't understand that there's a link to their past. Mm-hmm. So they don't understand that things in their life that are happening now are happening because of that subconscious programming that happens when you're a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And so we start talking about that and how that, like, anything that you're upset, angry, frustrated about, like, there is some link to your past. Mm-hmm. Maybe we figure it out, maybe we don't, but that's the first thing that definitely gets to be discussed.
Yeah.
Because then the work becomes, how do we change ourselves? What do we get mm-hmm. to do to reprogram our minds?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's a big aspect that a lot of people, you know, are starting to think about, are starting to realize that, whether it's like, you know, whether it's, they call it reprogramming, reparenting, a lot of those pieces, but, you know, essentially taking control of that and yeah. reworking your brain and even what your body is holding on to so that you can yeah. move forward and progress in your life now.
Yeah, for sure. And there's, you know, I mean, the body keeps score for sure. Mm-hmm. So,
yes.
you know, the physical ailments that come with it that I've certainly gone through. Mm-hmm. But even on a day-to-day of like, if I don't get my energy out, like I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it the next day. Like yeah. it carries through me. Mm-hmm. So if there's not some movement, I'm still stuck, you know?
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. If you were to offer one additional piece of advice to our audience members, what would that be?
I would say that, you know, you're probably here listening because there is a problem. Mm-hmm. But I would say keep digging deeper because the problem that you think is the problem isn't the problem. There's something always deeper than that.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes it takes a little while to go dive in and dig in. And, you know, this change isn't going to happen overnight. It's going to take time. But the more you're committed to it, the better it actually is.
Yeah. Love that. Yeah. Stay committed to diving in a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
Probably finding support if you need assistance in
sure.
doing that. I always appreciate the reminder of this is a process and it takes time.
Yeah. And it's like an onion with layers that you peel mm-hmm. back. You get to a point and you're like, man, I'm good. Something shows up and you're like, nope, not so
nope,
good.
Not right now.
Not right now. Not today. Not in this moment.
Yes.
You know, and you just got to keep going.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show today and talking a little bit about your journey and the experience. And I think the creation of boundaries and what that looks like moving forward. And even that is a process.
It is
in that aspect. Where can our listeners find out more about you?
You can go to my Instagram, which is I am the Healing Hippie. It's HIPPIE. Or my Facebook is also the same. And they're the two best places to get in touch with me.
Perfect. And we'll have links for both of those on available for you all on the show notes. So you can look there. Megan, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you.
It was so great to have Megan on the show to talk a little bit more about really digging into those boundary settings. And I think she offered a great reminder for all of us in that setting boundaries is a bit of a continual process, and oftentimes we have to continuously reestablish boundaries with people in our lives, especially as we have grown and evolved, and maybe they haven't, or maybe the relationship starts to look a bit different. And so we have to go back and think, how do I reestablish these boundaries and consider what that looks like and think about that, you know, how that draws on our energy and some of those aspects. So, dear listeners, I want to remind you to again subscribe to the show, give us a 5-star rating, leave a review of your favorite part, and be sure to share this with a friend who also needs to hear this message. We are going to move into our recovery moment. This time, our recovery moment is actually based on a walking meditation and finding more awareness while you are walking. So you don't have to worry about being in a space where you have to close your eyes for this. And I hope that you come back to this recovery moment and do it on your next walk. So let's go ahead and get started. So today we are going to practice a walking meditation. So we want to first find a place for your mindful walking practice. It's simple to start where you are right now, if you'd like to. You can also take this recording with you later to a park or somewhere else you'd like to be. Find a place to walk that allows you to listen safely to the instructions. Perhaps a smooth path without traffic. Before you start walking, take a moment and notice yourself standing. Really feel your feet on the ground. Notice how you are standing. Just as we do with sitting meditation, invite your spine to lengthen and your shoulders to soften. Stand in a way that feels upright, relaxed, and present. Bring your attention to your breath. Take a deep breath in and a long, slow breath out. Notice where you are. Notice what sensations you are experiencing. What do you see in front of you? Perhaps it's a specific color or a shape. What sounds do you hear? Can you feel warmth or coolness? Is there a breeze or is the air still? What sensations do you notice in your body? Now, continuously begin walking at whatever pace feels right to you. Can you notice the physical sensation of lifting your foot? The sensation of your foot making contact with the ground? Continue walking for a few moments, focusing on the very particular experience of your foot making contact with the ground. If it helps, you can say to yourself, contact, 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 contact. Begin to widen the focus of your awareness to include the experience of your whole body walking. What does it feel like for the body to move in this way? What are the range of sensations you are experiencing? Now, while still being aware of your body, expand your awareness even further. Include the range of everything you are experiencing in your environment, from sights and sounds to smells and sensations. You can be fully aware and present of walking in the middle of this very dynamic experience. You may continue walking this way as long as you'd like. You may try alternating the focus from the content of your feet on the ground to being aware of your whole body, to being aware of the wider environment, or simply pausing to appreciate something in your path. Perhaps a neat shaped rock or a beautiful flower, the clouds in the sky, a different kind of tree. When you're ready to finish, you'll come back to standing still. Let's finish with a full deep breath in and a long, slow breath out. One more deep breath in and slow breath out. And when you're ready, find yourself in the present space, listening to my voice. Remember, for more recovery moments, you can follow me at Dr. Kate Steiner on Instagram and be sure to subscribe to the From Burnout to Recovery Show YouTube channel. I'm so grateful to our guest, Megan Armstrong, and I'm always grateful to each of you for listening. Thank you for joining us today on the From Burnout to Recovery Show with Dr. Kate on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Kate, and I wish you peace on your journey. Thank you for joining me on the front porch today. Remember that you can download your free guide on how to recover from burnout in 2 hours a week on my website, drkatesteiner.com. And as always, be well, my friends.